Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We are on the air here this Friday evening, doing a lot of good things here in the community here in Fresno, California. And we're here on the board, working the knobs, getting the show ready, give you a quality show tonight. And, wow, it's been a long week. Got to get ready and start work next week, drive a school bus again. You know, just been a lot of heavy lifting here that we've been doing here for the past Kwanzaa. You know, and we just want to be able to give a shout out to all of the freedom fighters that's, you know, on the front lines, doing a lot of good work here in the community, you know, all over the country. And, you know, it's just, it is what it is, you know what I mean? And so, you know, we have a show for you tonight. I was going to wait to do the show, but I decided, I called my colleague and kind of asked her, you know, hey.
I was going to wait to do the
show. Uh-oh, let's turn that down. I was going to wait, you know, and kind of see what what she felt about it. Should we wait? Should we wait till next week? You know, and then, you know, I've been ripping and running. Went to the gym tonight with my son and some of my members of my church, working out, you know, starting the new year out right. At least in the right mind of doing things, you know. And so we just decided that you know, we were going to go to the gym tonight and kind of work out, you know. You know, people have their New Year's resolutions and all that type of stuff they do. And so, you know, spent some quality time with my son. You know, he's getting ready to go back to school here soon. And so just trying to spend much time with him. He's getting ready to graduate this year. We're proud of him to, you know, represent Fresno. You know, it's been a long journey for him. And so we're just, you know, happy that he's able to graduate, you know, at Southern University. But I'm not sure what's going on with the live stream, so I'm not even going to worry about it right now because it's just not working. So we'll go back to the board here. So at any rate, we have some pictures that's posted up on the screen right now. Something happened maybe two nights ago here in West Fresno. And, you know, this radio broadcast right now goes worldwide, and many of you has been very supportive and supportive and partnering with us and collaborating with us to deal with issues here. And I call it Mayberry, Fresno, Mississippi, Fresno. And there's a lot that goes on here that's unsaid. And, you know, I really don't think that people really understand the dynamics of what's going on in West Fresno at this point. A couple of years ago, and maybe my colleague will kind of talk about that. You know, I know it's, you know, it was dealing with her mother's tree that the city had planted in front of her mom's house, I believe over 50-something years ago. And 50-something years ago, she told the city of Fresno not to plant the tree. They planted it anyway, but they planted it on top of a water main. And over the years, trees look for water. So the tree roots went down and rubbed a hole into the pipeline, which she's paying city water. And then they noticed that her water bill kept getting higher and higher and higher. And at that point, you know, as, you know, one of our elders in the community, she couldn't afford to pay the bill and shouldn't pay the bill. And her daughter, Aileen, was trying to work with the city, you know, trying to make payment arrangements and this and that. But it just wasn't right because her mom should have to pay all that money for a mistake that the city made. And so at that point, the daughter who looks after her mom was supposed to, was trying to negotiate, you know, hey, you know, there's something wrong, you know, what can we do? And she tirelessly just kept, you know, writing letters, called the city councilman. And then she finally got in contact with me. I'm giving you this long, foundation of a conversation, because when we move into the next conversation, it'll make more sense. So she contacted me about what was going on. I went out and looked at it. And at the time, her mom was alive. And I went in the house and I told her mom, I said, you're not going to pay one red penny for the screw up that the city did 50 something years ago. And even though we know that the people now wasn't probably there 50 years ago, they inherited the problem. And so I told Eileen and her mom, I said, EI is not going to pay for this. So what I had to do was I had to put this on a national alert. I had to have people calling in from all, you know, Colorado, New York, Philadelphia, Florida, all over the country, you know, just to show the outrage of what's going on. Now, anyone would think that logically that, you know, of you know, how would someone that's 102 years old create a bill up to $4,000 of water? It's unheard of. And so I had to call a press conference. I had to, you know, on the radio, you know, I had to put it in the newspaper. And so all this type of stuff that goes on in West Fresno. And make the long story short, council member Miguel Arias is the councilman for West Fresno, who the daughter who was trying to work with him, and it just all fell on deaf ears. And then I believe Lee Brand was the mayor at the time. And, you know, none of these men all showed up at Allie's mother's house, grandstanding about, you know, photo opping about, oh, we got this problem fixed. Oh, we got the problem fixed. No, you only fixed the problem because I exposed you on a national level. That's why the problem got fixed. Neither one of those men came to me and thanked me for, you know, bringing this to their attention, which the daughter did bring it to Miguel's attention. But, you know, they kept, you know, tossing her around as if she wasn't important. And so, you know, when you mess with one of mine, you know, I'm going to deal with you. And so I didn't care that they give me credit or not, because the real people knew who did the work, right? And so after that, a tree company out of Pasadena came and removed the tree, and, you know, somebody came in and fixed the pipes or what have you. Now, I say that to say this, because now at the time, all the trees in West Fresno, okay, all of them are termite infested, all the trees in West Fresno. A lot of the trees in West Fresno are hollow. They're hollow. So, and what that means is the termites have eaten all in the inside, so it's just a big hole. So when it rained, you know, in the wind, it just pushed the tree over because it has no weight inside of it. So anyway, I get a phone call the other day, and in the same area, right across the street, a tree fell on top of a car. I think it was about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning because we had a heavy storm rain. What, you know, again, when we were over there, I think it was about 2 years ago, I told these people, take the trees out. I mean, you can go over there. I'm going to go over there next week, and I'm going to take pictures of these trees so that you can see that these trees are rotten. They are a health hazard and a safety hazard in our community. And the city of Fresno will not remove these trees. Now a tree has fell on top of a car. What if people were in that car when that tree fell? You know, I mean, we're lucky that we're not having another death or killing in our community because of negligence of the city. Oh, well, just go down and file a claim at the city clerk. That'll take you 2 or 3 years to get any type of money, any type of reimbursement for your car. So I put some pictures up on the screen so you can see what damage was done the other night when the storm came. And we're just blessed as a community that no one got killed when this tree fell on top of this car. Welcome to Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter Show, 516-453-9086, 456-453-9086. I want to welcome our guests here to the show, 516 Welcome to Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter Show. It's good to say Happy New Year to you. I'm saying Happy New Year. And look what happened. A tree fell on top of a car. What a way to start the year. Welcome to our show.
Oh, hey, Rev. Yeah, it was something else. I wanted to I took pictures of what happened to the car.
Hey, Rev. Yeah, it was something else. I wanted to I took pictures of what happened to the car. Hey, Rev.
Right.
Yeah, it was something else. I wanted to I took pictures.
All right, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I wasn't doing the repeat.
All right, I'm sorry. Yeah, so welcome to Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter Show. We way to start the new year off with a tree that fell on top of someone's car right across the street from the other tree that that you had to deal with a couple of years ago with the tree bust the water main under the ground. What are your thoughts about all of this right now? Are you like revisiting what happened with your mom and your house again? What are your thoughts tonight?
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. This is Aline Reed. Yeah, you know, it's frustrating for me, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to go out and take pictures of the tree. The first pictures I took didn't come out that good, but when the police showed up, somebody called the police. When the police showed up, they provided enough light for me to really get a good shot. And it's frustrating to me, because I've been talking about the trees on this particular corner for several years. There have been branches, big branches from these trees that have fallen off. About 4 or 5 years ago, there was a big tree, a branch that fell off and fell on my neighbor's, the bed of his truck that's right directly next door to me. And, you know, it's frustrating for me as somebody who lives in the community, because the corner where I live at my mom's house, who's now gone now to heaven, but children pass by these corners every day, in the morning, walking to school, and in the afternoon, coming from school. So you've got, you know, kids from Head Start age all the way to high school walking by these trees. And I posted pictures of it when it was dry, next to my house, because I wanted to show that these branches are falling even when it's not rainy, even when it's not windy. And it's frustrating because you keep going to the city and saying, you know, this is a problem, this is a problem, this is a problem, and then nothing happens. I am frustrated as a resident and as a taxpayer that it takes all this. And, you know, Miguel Arias, when he did come out, when the first tree was removed, so he explained to me, and I'm putting explain in quotes, why it is that street maintenance is so hard in West Fresno. So I'll share what he said to me if you want.
Sure,
but it's frustrating. Okay. Well, what he said to me was, he said, well, Ms. Reed, this is the way it goes. When developers start building up in northeast and northwest Fresno, the cost of the projects were built in, and they paid basically to maintain the streets, maintain the trees, maintain the gutters, and all of that. Well, that doesn't apply to older neighborhoods in southwest and southeast Fresno. And so I only have a finite amount of money, budgetary money to spend, and I have to divide that up with, you know, all the blocks and neighborhoods in my district. And he said, there's just not enough money to do it. And I was like, okay. I said, I don't accept that because, you know, most of the people in these older neighborhoods are elderly, like my mom. My mom was 101, going on 102 at the time of this tree removal. And it's frustrating because, you know, we're supposed to be looking after our elders. And if it hadn't been for you holding that press conference and all of that and shining a light on the problem, my mom's tree wouldn't have gotten removed. It would not have happened because the guy in Visalia wouldn't have known anything about it. And so I'm you know, grateful that we still have leaders in this community that are willing to stand up for our residents. But it shouldn't have to be this hard. You know, I tried, you know, going to the city as you outlined in your intro. I tried, you know, writing letters. I tried going down there. I did everything a citizen is supposed to do, and they still ignored me. They ignored the $300 a month water bill other than, you know, threatening to cut it off. I mean, I always made payments, but $300 is pretty steep. And so I'm worried that things are just going to get worse in Southwest Fresno if something isn't just starting to be done right now. That's my fear.
So there you have it, Ms. Eileen Reed, who is on Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter show this Friday, January 6, 2023, the first month of the year. We have a tree, Fresno City tree, fall on the top of a car. We're just thankful that no one was in that car. Tree fell right in the middle, could have broke someone's neck, could have killed someone. So we're thankful, but it's unfortunate that we continue to have to deal with these situations in our older neighborhood. We're not saying that the neighborhood is not brand new, no. But you have to understand the quality of life is not equal to those that live in North Fresno. The quality of life is not equal to those who live up by the water park off of 99 and Sharp. The quality of life is not there. So what happens to our older neighborhoods like this? We say, oh, well, you know, we don't have any money for the trees, to take out the trees, but yet we have the same tree that I had told them to take out all those trees because the trees was rotten. They were hollow in the inside. We just had a storm, and the storm knocked over that hollow tree on the top of a car. Oh, well, you can go down to the city clerk and file a claim, and then you got to go through all of the legal proceedings. And this is while you're walking, catching a bus, when you could have had a city tree trimming crew come out and take out all those trees on that corner, and this would not have happened only if you would listen. But see, that's the problem. No one listens to people who have common sense. Common sense. Yeah. See? Now, what if a baby was riding a bike or something like that, or just walking, that tree, I mean, if you look at that tree, it busted the back window, I believe, and it crushed the top of the car, you know,
yes,
and
it
cracked
did.
The windshield. You know, what if our little children was riding a tricycle or something, and that tree would have fell?
Yeah.
When you've already been told to take those trees out. And see, it's just a sad thing that the quality of life in West Fresno. See, West Fresno built Fresno. Okay? West Fresno is the foundation of this entire city. You can like that, you can take it or leave it, but it's the dark truth. West Fresno built this entire city. But you have forgotten the base that has built this city, and that is West Fresno. And then we always want to blame it. Oh, we don't have any money. We don't have any money. But yet the police department, they get what they want. They get their little toy guns and helicopters and little toy motorcycles and all their computer stuff and this and that. But when it comes to the quality of life for our senior citizens, quality of life for our babies and our toddlers, the quality of life where you should be able to walk down the street without the sidewalk being 6-8 inches high and you can't be able to walk over it. The quality of life, that's what we're talking about. And no one seems to care down at City Hall. I mean, if Mayor Lee Brand and Miguel want all the credit, oh, that they fixed this and da-da-da-da. But see, they're not getting the back end. You're not getting the back end story of what Aline said, that she's been writing letters and she's been calling and this and that. You know how nerve-wracking it was for her mother to be bedridden and to know she has a $4,000 bill that she hasn't even spent $4,000 worth of water, but they want her to pay for it. I told her, Mom, you ain't paying a red penny. And I meant that. And I said, you're not going to have to pay to take that tree out, nor are you going to pay to fix that water main. Mm-hmm. They planted it on top of the water main, so they fix it. So they inherited their own problem. So what we're getting at, family, is that the quality of life means nothing to the older neighborhood. That's the message that I'm getting. When Miguel told you that, that's the message that I'm getting. Look. Hey, we ain't got no money.
Mm-hmm.
We got money for everything else. We ain't got no money to fix your site.
The frustrating part is too, Rev. I talked to the city and I said, look, I will pay to have these trees removed myself. They told me no. That the city does it, and that the tree, if they remove a tree, they're going to put in a replacement. And they showed me the form with a replacement tree that they were going to put out in front of the house. Well, that tree, they've never replaced it. It's still an empty space out there, which I'm grateful for. But they won't even let you do the things that you know need to be done. I was willing to get somebody to remove these trees, and they told me no. That'd be a violation. So, you know, it's like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. What can we do?
So let me get this straight. You said that you were going to pay to get the trees that they planted removed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What was their response?
They said that no. Residents are not to remove city planted trees. The city has to do that because when the city removes a tree, they're going to put something, another tree in its place, a tree that is more suitable to be planted there. And, I remember telling my mom what they said, and she laughed. She said, you know, I told them not to put those big-ass country trees in front of my house, and they did it anyway. So, yeah, they said that a citizen is not supposed to remove the trees themselves, that the city was supposed to do that. Yes.
Well, let's look at it from a couple of angles. All right. So number one, legally, the owner do not own the islands. Those are city islands that I feel that we should be charging the city those islands up. Because they're not owned. Because remember, when we were dealing with the tree with your mom, remember the city said, from this point on, you own that. That has nothing to do with us. So then we should come back and say, from this point on, I'm responsible for this. But from this point on, you're responsible for that. So then it goes back to, who tree is it? It's the city tree.
Exactly.
Who island is front of us in everybody's house? It's the city island. Then we should be charging the city to take care of their islands. And that's not, that's, we're not doing that.
Exactly.
We're not doing that.
We need to.
And I feel that there's a movement should start to say, no, we're going to charge you to maintain your responsibility.
That would be a good idea.
Okay.
A very, very good idea, because especially in these older neighborhoods, you know, it's ridiculous. It should not have to be this hard. But see, they know that a lot of these older neighborhoods have older residents in it. And, I mean, hey, I'm a senior citizen now myself. I was happy that my mom, you know, lived long enough to see that tree removed and the water bill taken care of, like you said. But we had to fight for that. You know, you said that we didn't have to pay it, and Miguel Arias' office did take care of it for 6 months, the amount of time that we have been fighting it. But if you hadn't put that caveat in, none of that would have happened. But turning back to what you said, I think that's a good idea, that the city should, you know, we need to charge them for the upkeep. Yeah. Why not? Because we have to water them. We have to rake the leaves that fall from them. They expect us to maintain them. So
why would they want us to maintain something that is theirs? That's what gets me with this whole thing. They want us to take care of something that's not ours, but theirs. And they'll be very clear with us to say, no, the city do not go past this sidewalk. We're only responsible for this right here. Then we should be saying the same damn thing. Look, I'm responsible for this, and that part that way is yours. You take care of it. If you want me to take care of it, I'm going to send you an invoice. All of us across the city. Now, here's the other point I want to make. In the new development of homes, do you notice that they don't have islands?
Right. That's right.
They don't have islands. They have a gutter and a sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. Because that's the way they're designed. Yes. And
no,
they're made
no,
in.
There's no islands in North Fresno. It's street, gutter, sidewalk, grass.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yep.
But then it brings me to another question. You know, Miguel and all these people talk, you know, we don't have the money to do this and to do that. But you got the money to pay the claim.
Mm-hmm.
These are our tax dollars that's being mismanaged. So you mean to tell me it'll cost you, say, $300 a tree? But now a tree that fell on top of a car, do you know that is going to cost more than $300?
Oh, absolutely.
And all they had to do was just take out the tree? I mean,
yes,
you know, how come they're not partnering with Fresno Unified School District? Fresno Unified School District has tree trimming crews.
Yes, they do.
The city has tree trimming crews. Why you can't join forces? We're both paying tax dollars on both entities, the school district and the city.
Well, you know, I agree. But the sad part about it is that when the city sends out crews, they only do one specific thing. Now, I was up all night because the police were out here all night with their lights flashing to make sure nobody came down the street. Why? Because the tree was blocking part of the street. So they stayed out there until 6 a.m. until the city crew came. Now, this was a city crew of 6 people. They had 2 big trucks to haul away the big blocks. They had a chipper. They had one of those little mini cats so that they could move around and pick up the tree pieces. And I'm thinking to myself, you guys are out here at 6 a.m. to do this tree only because, you know, it's a crisis. when they could be taking out other trees that they know are unstable and dangerous on this corner. However, they only took out the one tree. And it's the same when a branch will fall. They're only going to trim that one branch. And the photos that I posted of the trees on the Belgravia side of my house, that was during the summer, and the city had to come out 2 days in a row because I kept calling Miguel Arias' office and saying, look, this branch fell. I don't, you know, come and take, they came and take out the big branch. 24 hours later, a smaller branch fell. And I'm like, you know, it's a good thing there's not a hole in my roof because I would have been seeking, you know, an attorney. But I've been lucky and blessed. God has worked it out. But, Rev, it should not have to be this way when they already know it's a problem. That's the frustration right there.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. Once again, January 6, 2023, 6 days into 6 days into the new year, and we have a tree, fall on top of a car in West Fresno. That could have been a human being. That could have been anyone. And it's just a sad thing to see this has happened once again. And the crazy part is, it's going to happen again. And it's going to happen again. And it's going to happen again. And this time it might be a human being that the tree may fall on. These trees are unpredictable. You never know. A slight wind can knock it over. A branch could fall off and hit you right in the head while you're just walking down the sidewalk. See, no one is concerned about the quality of life in West Fresno. Because if they were concerned about the quality, they would be out there doing an assessment, block by block, coming up with a game plan to say, hey, you know, this is a safety hazard issue. I don't give a two damn flies if you call it a national disaster. And that's really what it is if you want to know the truth about it. We call, you know, the governor calls these what do they call some emergency?
State of emergency funding.
State of emergency. Call a state of emergency of the trees in West Fresno.
Yes.
Because they're all ate up by termites.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do we have to do? Lose a life? Lose a baby? Lose a senior citizen? We already lost a car. That car is not fixable. That car is gone.
Yeah.
It's ready for the wrecking yard.
Yeah.
So there are signs that the Creator shows us, you know, to say, hey, wake up, y'all. This is a serious thing. All those trees around your area, Aline, are dead with termites.
Yes.
You can see the big hole of the termites eating inside of the tree.
Yes, it's true.
I mean, it's just, when I seen that picture that I guess you took it at night when the police was in, that tree was completely across the car.
Yes, it was. And the top of the tree, the rest of it was in the street. That was only part of the tree. It's amazing. I'm so grateful nobody was in there.
My God, what is it going to take for quality of life in West Fresno? We can spend money on baseball fields, Grizzly Stadium that they only use 4 months out the year, and they just sit there collecting dust. You got a police department that gets all the city budget. I mean, I don't understand. People have paid for taxes for service. Why we don't get the service?
Exactly. Right. Taxation without representation. They fought a war about it.
Nobody won it.
Yes. You absolutely right.
Don't nobody want to hear, well, I don't have any money. Well, hell, last I heard, y'all just gave yourself a raise. Talking about the city council. So, we just had the show tonight for the community to look at the road, taking pictures. I'm going to go over there next week. Everybody know my plate is full. I just can't walk away without giving it some attention. You know, I don't know what type of attention I'm going to give it, but we're going to give it something.
That pointed out to me that the tree was full of termites. You know, I was only looking at the trees on my mom's side of the street. You walked across the tree. You were the one who walked across the street to that particular tree and said, this tree is infested.
It's full of termites.
It's full of termites. Yes. Yes, that was you that identified that. Yes.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, that sounds stupid and crazy. We're talking about a state of emergency with trees. A tree will kill you.
Thank you.
You know, and it surely will crush all little babies, you know, riding bikes and up and down the sidewalk. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
It's a public health hazard. It is. But that's why I sent you photos. That's why I sent you the photos, because I wanted people to know about what was happening over here. I wanted people to know. And it blew my mind. 10 minutes to 12 on the night that this happened, and there was this huge boom that happened. And
right.
I know the state of the trees out here. And next thing you know, the street is full of neighbors coming out to see, you know, what's going on. And and people are just shaking their heads, walking back to their house. Because, you know, there are a lot of trees planted over here that could be in front of their house next. That could be their children or grandchildren getting squished. I mean, it's frightening. And they won't even allow us to take care of removing these trees ourselves. They say that's a city job. Well, the city need to come and do their job properly.
But let's put this in perspective before we're about at the end of our show. The city is telling you, okay, let's put this in perspective here. Number one, the property owner do not own islands out in front of their homes.
That's correct.
Okay. Two, the property owner did not plant the trees that is in front of their property.
That's correct.
Number three, the city says they don't have the money or the finances or the budget to take care of these trees and make sure they're manicured, they don't have termites and all this stuff. If they do have termites, then the issue would be that take care of your business. Why? Because the people in West Fresno, your mother, who was 103, I believe, before she passed, was a taxpayer.
Yep.
Was a taxpayer, and she paid into the system to take care of things in her community. Now, since the city has admitted that we can't deal with this problem because we do not have the funding or the resources to do it, now the property owner says, okay, well, since you can't do it, then I'm going to do it. Well, no. You can't do it. Well, wait a minute. You just said you can't do it. You just said you don't have the money. So since you broke City of Fresno, then I'm going to do your job.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing you a favor by taking care of your islands.
Mm-hmm.
We're watering your islands, and you're not giving me a discount on water to keep your islands green. You're charging me full circle. This whole thing is a pimp game.
Yes, it is.
And I believe it is. Residents, that we should be able to come together and probably file a class action lawsuit to say, you guys have been taking advantage of us all these years.
Exactly.
And now we've got trees falling on our cars, possibly falling on our babies and our elders. And what are you all going to do about it? So your brother, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I agree with you.
Because the city of Fresno is saying they don't have an answer. And we say, we got an answer. But then you're going to tell us, well, no, you can't do it. Well, you can't have your cake and ice cream, too.
Exactly. You know, when I posted that really well-lit picture on Facebook, there are a lot of people looking at that, and I'm trying to figure out why the city of Fresno doesn't team up with a group like Tree Fresno to, you know, the city removes the trees and have Tree Fresno plant trees. I had Tom Bohigian, who used to be a city council member, saw that posting on Facebook and said, well, listen, when the city removes those trees, you know, I will come and plant replacement trees for you. Because he's a tree guy. He does this all over the city. I don't know if he works with Tree Fresno or not. He's never said that. But this is just a citizen, a concerned citizen who's offering to do this, who understands our concerns. And I'm like, okay, if this dude who, you know, is no longer with the city of Fresno, who just cares about quality of life and safety, can offer this, why can't the city do this? Why? But I agree with you. Maybe a class action suit is the way that we need to go. Maybe it is. Because believe you me, if these trees start falling on people's houses, and, you know, for those who, I mean, you know, people have homeowners insurance, that's going to be a fight. That's another fight, because the insurance companies are going to say, well, you knew the trees had problems, so you're filing a claim, and you already knew that this pre-existing problem existed. Okay, we don't want to pay out. And then there's another fight, because you've been paying the house insurance, you know, homeowners insurance. So it's a vicious circle, Reverend Harris. I mean, thank goodness we have people who are shining a light on issues like this. For some people, it might not seem important, but for those of us who are, you know, retired and senior citizens, this is important because we spend the majority of our lives in our homes, and it's not safe.
Right. Aileen, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. I know that it probably took a lot for you to talk about this tonight because, you know, may your mother rest in peace. I tried to do all I could to make her last days as comfortable as possible. She did a lot for this community. And it's just, you know, my obligation to help back. But the fight goes on. And I really feel in my heart that this community, if we are going to take care of their mediums, water it, cut it, whatever, we should be sending an invoice to the city of Fresno to say, pay me.
Yes.
Pay me for my work. Pay me for my services. because the tree has to have water. And then it's expected for you to do what? Water the tree. See?
And even that was a challenge, Reverend Harris, because, you know, with the drought situation, there was only so many days we could water.
Yeah, so you're constantly being handcuffed on different levels here, and I really think this needs to be a topic in our community. North Fresno don't have mediums; they have a street, gutter, sidewalk.
Right.
Those of us on this side of the track that has mediums and trees of the city, we need to have a conversation about assessing our community, filing a class action lawsuit against the city. And if we're going to take care of their mediums, we need to be charging the city for that.
You know, I just want to add in, you know, before the end of the show, I hope people are looking, people who live in Southwest and Southeast Fresno, look to see where trees are planted and where the city has installed these water meters, because the water meter was not functioning very well with my mom's tree issue and being charged for excessive water. Just see where it is, because that could be a problem as well, that those meters aren't reading the way that they should be. And as Reverend Harris said, trees look for water. So why did the city plant these meters so close to these trees? That's another question of the area.
Well, there you have it, George. We have Miss Eileen Reed, who is from West Fresno. And we want to thank her for coming on the show this evening to discuss this tree that fell on her neighbor's car. And we just thank God that there was nobody in the car when the tree fell on top of the car. Analyze those pictures that you see. You know, I'll go back and try to repost the press conferences that we had to deal with the tree at Allie Reed's mother home. You know, we need to revisit this conversation. We need to hold the city of Fresno accountable, just like they hold us accountable. If we're going to be watering their trees and taking care of their mediums, then we need to be charging the city of Fresno. Because trust me, if it was the other way around, they would be charging us, or they will be filing suit against the property owner. They told us that we cannot cut the tree, which makes no sense to me, because you're not cutting it. You're not maintaining it. You're not coming with a solution of how to handle this issue. You're just flapping your gums and making life hard for those that are living in West Fresno. We have good people who pay taxes. We have our ancestors, our grandparents, who paid taxes here in this community. And so it's just sad that we have to continue to be treated like second-class citizens. It's sad that we have to continue to be treated like a doormat. We're just asking to be treated just as equal as those that are living in North Fresno, living in their luxury houses, driving their luxury cars. They don't have to worry about falling on their car. We're going to leave it at that, y'all. I can go on and on. But we just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And Allie, we give you the last words.
Well, y'all, I always say it, stay black till we get back.
All right, there you have it. We thank you guys. We'll be having Tony, next Monday. We'll be having Tony Burlock come in and talk about the Black Panther Party. Thank you all. We'll say goodnight.